Thomas Jefferson, however, said nothing. He had already eloquently expressed himself by writing the Declaration document. Diligently, Jefferson scratched with his quill pen, making the changes Congress requested. Finally, the deed was done. The time had come. Chapter 2. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Benjamin Harrison of Virginia read the Declaration of Independence out loud. The delegates sat in silence as Harrison announced, "The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, they should declare the causes which impel them to this separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. With this declaration, the 13 separate, unique British